And most of the world finds happiness in satisfying its natural desires. But there are what we call gifts of the Holy Spirit. Over the years in teaching theology, I told my students the gifts of the Holy Spirit are supernatural desires. Supernatural instincts. Supernatural appetites. And let me tell you, it takes years to learn that there is a deep, profound joy not in satisfying my natural desires, but in fulfilling what God knows. He'll give me the kind of joy which is an anticipation of heaven. We all want to be happy. That's why God made us. Only one question. How are we to become happy? The Beatitudes of Christ shall I call it eight-part formula for being truly happy and happy here. Over the years, I have met some very unhappy people. You may be surprised. The most unhappy people I have ever met have been the most wealthy, the richest people, millionaires. I'll never forget the retreat I gave. But not as many as your sisters are here. Only millionaires could make the retreat. And, well, I told them what they were supposed to hear. You will never get to heaven if you don't use your money in the practice of charity, or you will never get to heaven. I told them how hard it is for rich people to get to heaven. And unlike here, they were recording the conference during the retreat. When I told them, you'll never get to heaven with all your money. The man in charge, well, he pushed the recorder very close to me so he would catch every word. I'm speaking from a half a century of priestly experience. Wealth, possessions do not bring true happiness. Having said that, now we will look at the first four Beatitudes and see the last four for the next meditation. As we said, each of the eight Beatitudes sets down the condition for the joy that Christ promises those who follow him. Each condition is contrary to the wisdom of the world. First, Beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall. Who could finish the first Beatitude? They shall
the kingdom.
Possess the
kingdom of heaven.
Okay. They shall possess the kingdom of heaven. Are we to possess heaven already here on earth? Yes, sisters. Yes. Unless we have a foretaste of heaven already on earth, you will not be willing to pay the price of reaching heaven. But notice the condition. Blessed are the poor in spirit. To be poor in spirit means to be detached in heart from everything which the world can provide us. Question: can rich people be poor in spirit? Can poor people who don't have much in this world not be poor in spirit? A perfect synonym for the first Beatitude is detachment from everything in this world. The heart detached. Now we need to learn this. And sisters, our love of poverty, just because we take the vow of poverty, and for some 40 of you, am I correct? Taking your perpetual vow of poverty, and everyone who takes the vow of poverty detached in spirit. Twenty-4 years in working with the Missionaries of Charity. I don't want to say working for. I use the word working with the Missionaries of Charity. I believe, sisters, this is one of your gravest responsibilities as Missionaries of Charity. You join a community which is to reach out to the poorest of the poor. But you better be poor in spirit, otherwise you're cheating. How well I know. In other words, we must day after day examine our consciousness. How have I given in to my natural desires? For what? Well, I naturally want.